The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
An aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump invited the Russian leader to the White House when they spoke on the telephone last month. Now, the two countries spoke earlier, but they have not yet started preparing for this visit. The state capitol in Kentucky filled with teachers protesting pension changes, and thousands of Oklahoma educators walked out of classrooms earlier today as well. Kentucky Education Association President Stephanie Winkler says change has to come at the state capitol.
People are angry about the backhandedness, backdoor deals, the corruption in Frankfurt. And if we don't clean up what's happening, then our government is not going to be able to move forward.
Meanwhile, Ed Allen is the president of the Oklahoma City Teachers Union. He says what they want in Oklahoma City.
We want a good school that every student deserves. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A 20-year-old Texas man who has a teenager invoked influenza in defense after killing four people in a drunken car wreck was released from a Texas jail today. Earlier today, Ethan Crouch was released from a county jail near Dallas, Texas, after serving nearly 2 years for a revoked probation. The chaplain at the jail said Crouch has learned something, though, in these past couple years.
I think he has made clear to me that he needed time behind bars just to really get him to the place of ownership.
In other news today, Ronald Kessler, who is the author of a new book which deals with some of the inner workings of the Trump White House, claimed that Kellyanne Conway is the, quote, number one leaker in the White House. Earlier today on Fox News, Conway addressed those comments made by Kessler.
Somebody puts Kellyanne in an interview on a Chyron in a headline. You get clicks and kicks. But we're not really discussing that here at all today.
This is USA Radio News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait?
Dozens of students at a Central Florida high school who felt misrepresented by the anti-gun student activists in Parkland, Florida, walked out of classes Friday in support of the Second Amendment. Now we're hearing about 75 students at the Rockledge High School in Brevard County walked out of classes for 20 minutes carrying the American flag. Record-setting sales have propelled realtors to one of their best winters ever. So what can we expect moving forward? Tim Rodd is a home buying expert. He joined Fox News to talk about what you can expect moving forward for the spring.
First, you got to look at, there's kind of a catch-22 going on the marketplace. There's demand is scorching hot. I mean, people have got jobs. They're confident about their prospects. They think rates are going up. They think values are going up. So they're really desperate to take advantage of the opportunity for home ownership. The challenge is you can't buy what's not for sale. And the sellers aren't putting properties on the market because, quite frankly, there's nothing to buy. And it creates this catch-22 where you have this stalemate and builders haven't figured out how to make the economic case for building particularly entry-level homes.
Rod was also asked if he thinks prices will be coming down.
I don't see them coming down. I see the pace of appreciation slowing, which is necessary, particularly when you couple it with rising interest rates.
And finally, the NCAA championship game tips off tonight just after 9 o'clock East Coast time. It will be Michigan versus Villanova. Now, Villanova will be going for their second title in 3 years. For all of these stories, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And we're live here at Hot 100, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. And today, I'm joined by a special guest in the studio, despite our rocky start to the weather this morning. So as always, we start out with a quote, and here it is. A quote from Johnny Cash, of all people. It says, "You build on failure. You use it as a stepping stone. Close the door on the past. You don't try to forget the mistake, but you don't dwell on it. You don't let it have any of your energy or any of your time or any of your space." So that was our key word today, is about energy. So that's how we ended up with that quote this morning or this afternoon. And now the weather. What is going on outside? Well, the snow is gone. I'm happy to say I don't need a weather report for me to look at that, but it is partly cloudy, around 42 degrees this afternoon. The sun's trying to peek out, but it's not a warm day by any stretch of the imagination, and we're way below the average temperatures. And tonight we have a chance of rain and some patchy fog. But the good news is across New Jersey, we won't be dipping below the freezing temperatures. So we're good there. Tomorrow looks a little rough. Some rain and patchy fog, high of 48. And I hate to say it, but with the exception of Wednesday, which is hardly a beach day with a high of 60, we are below average the rest of the week. And I don't want to tell you what is in the forecast on Friday, but I have to. I take a vow here. Seriously, I can't keep cutting days out of the weather just because the S word is in it. So we're looking at Wednesday, showers and some patchy fog with a high of 60. Wednesday night, we're getting down to 30. So it'll be a little chilly Thursday morning when we wake up. Sunny skies on Thursday, but we're just looking at a high of 46. Thursday night, we have some partly cloudy skies and a low of 33. Friday, chance of snow, 50% chance. But the good news is we get up to 50 on Friday. So it'll be a day just like today. It starts out a little rough with the snow accumulations. I know they said just a dusting, and then we had 6 inches by 10 a.m. So not a good start if you're looking for spring. But if you wanted to enjoy the snow, hopefully one last time, you had an opportunity to do that this morning. We're going to do our commercial, and then we'll be back in the studio to introduce my guest today. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back in the studio, and I have a guest. I'm going to make his microphone live right now so we can make sure that we have sound in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for being a live guest in the studio. When we say live guest, you know, we don't generally kill our guests here, but it's much nicer than when people call in on the phone. I don't get to see them, and it just works a little bit easier. Plus, Mike and I are childhood friends, so it's always nice to share some time with someone from your past. So, Mike, if you can let everyone know your name and what company you're with, we can start our segment here on Hot and Hunterdon.
Hi, Mike Mazzio, and yes, childhood friends. We haven't aged a bit, have we?
Apparently, some of us don't go to the eye doctor, and others just use cheaters. Otherwise, we'd know that's not true.
I'm with Solar Living. I'm a partner with my business partner, Ethan Horvitz. Our company was founded in 1977, and we have been providing solar energy solutions to heat pools, heat domestic water, and since 2003, provide electricity generation for homes and businesses.
Well, it's a very timely topic, Mike, because yesterday we talked to, or last week rather, we talked to someone who was the executive director of New Jersey Shares, talking about how difficult it is for people to afford their energy costs. And in the Star Ledger yesterday, there was a great article really about the housing stock in New Jersey and what's popular and what's not. And unfortunately, solar energy, it's becoming more popular, but it really has not peaked to where it can be. There's a lot of benefits to having solar energy. Maybe you could tell our readers a little bit, or our listeners a little bit about that.
Sure. Adding solar energy solutions to a home can help lower the energy bills. So with our solutions, we can address whether it's home heating oil by producing hot water for the home and cutting off some of the oil costs, or generating electricity to reduce the electric bill. For those that have pools and heat the pools, we can reduce pool heating costs. So what we can do is address specific portions of your energy bills in the home. And by reducing the cost to operate the home, it makes your home more valuable. As a buyer, if you're looking at homes, trying to purchase something, and you're comparing two identical homes, one has solar, one does not, the one with solar could cost $1,000, $2,000 per year or more less to operate than a home without solar. So the value is in the long-term operating cost of the home.
Now, your company has obviously a long history, and a lot of solar companies come and go, but your company has been there for decades. What do you think sets you apart from other, we'll call them pop-up companies? They come for a season or two and then they leave, or you're busy repairing work from another company. What do you think is the difference with Solar Living?
We are a full service company. We're not just in one aspect of the solar industry. The predominant market is the solar electric industry, where most of the competitors are in that specific field. We provide more solutions. We also provide service. So we repair systems that were installed back in the 1970s and early 80s, keep them up and running. We also do inspections for homes. So we are a full, complete service entity for solar energy systems.
And solar has, over the years, changed a little bit as well. And you would see years ago these huge solar panels that were ghastly looking on people's homes. And today, when you look at the panels, you often drive past them if they're on a roof, and you can't even tell that it's, you know, a solar. There's not these, you know, huge left sides of the houses or front panels of the houses. Have the panels gotten smaller? Have they, you know, progressed to capture more energy?
To some extent, in the solar thermal side for heating water and for pool heating and so forth, the thermal side of the solar energy industry is more efficient than the electric side. There have been more improvements on the solar electric side to get slightly more efficient panels than, say, just 10 years ago. But the smaller systems, if there's, say, two panels on a home's roof, it's probably a heating system. Usually a solar electric system will be substantially larger than a heating system. Electric system could be one side of a home roof, usually facing toward the south. Sometimes it's just the back roof, depending on personal preferences, on appearance for the home. There's still a number of people that don't want to see solar, but if the back roof can work, say it's a west-facing or an east-facing roof that gets some good sun in the morning or in the afternoon, the economics may still work. It keeps it off the front of the home, and that helps to maintain some of the curb appeal of the house. But the largest solar electric systems, the largest solar systems you see on homes are electric generating, and that's usually predominant portion of the roof, sometimes all available roof space depending on the solution that was chosen, where it completely covers just about every square inch of roof space available.
And I think people wonder about that. So if you wanted to put solar on your home, but you don't know where this outside of the house is, say, for example. Is that all part of what your company does, actually, like the audit and, you know, describing where you can capture the most energy?
Yes, we use a number of tools, at least initially, to prepare to have a somewhat educated discussion with a homeowner or business owner that's interested, calls us in. But we always start with a site visit and take a look around the home, because every project has its unique challenges, whether it's a path from the solar panels to where the electricity has to be connected or the plumbing has to be connected. It's not like buying shoes where, you know, a certain size solar energy system is the same price on every single roof in every single location. Some roofs are steeper than others. Some have more obstructions than others. So there's little nuances that impact the ease or difficulty of installing a system. So we like to see it up close before discussing price. But we like to go there prepared to say there's some possibility here based on satellite images. And then we get there to confirm and measure everything up and say, well, pipes have to go somewhere from the roof to this location, and just address with the homeowner, well, where don't you want to see things? Where don't you mind seeing things? And try to work out a path with the homeowner's input to design things. But we evaluate everything. We look at all the challenges. We look at the roof condition, because if you're going to put a system that should stay there for 25 years, you want to have a roof that's going to not fall apart underneath of it, because it could be costly to remove the system and put it back in after new panels. So we try to provide as much information as we ourselves would want as a consumer, because we own homes too, and we're inundated with contractors and telemarketers, even for solar. They interrupt my dinner pretty frequently as well. But we try to provide as much information so our consumers can make an educated decision that's right for them, not just the best of what solar has to offer, which predominantly these days is free solar, which is never free.
We're going to definitely talk about that and some of the misinformation that is out there and does interrupt one's dinner from time to time. But first, we have to do a commercial break. So stay with us. I have Mike Mazzeo from Solar Living in the studio with me today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, today talking about solar living with my childhood friend, Mike. We grew up in the same town, a couple streets apart, so it's always fun to have Mike in the studio with me here. And he is co-owner of a company called Solar Living, and we're on an energy saving, save carbon footprint kick, really, and we're coming up on Earth Day, so this is really a great time to be talking about ways that you can save energy. And we're just talking about the design, implementation, and the audit piece that Solar Living does to make sure you maximize the solar panels that can be installed and for what things. And we were talking a little bit about your type of heat that you can use solar panels for, so you can switch or supplement your heating systems?
Well, we have a solution that'll help to reduce your water heating costs for your faucets and showers. So depending on the type of fuel used, if it's an electric water heater, we would reduce the amount of electricity needed to heat the water for the home. If you're using oil or natural gas or propane, we can reduce that fuel bill by implementing a solar water heating solution. And then our other heating solutions is for hopefully coming up, if the snow ever lets up, would be swimming season. We have a solution for heating pools where every degree is free, so we can get a pool nice and comfortable, and there's no fuel cost at all for swimming in temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Some of our customers experience Memorial Day to Labor Day, so you can have almost a spa-like swimming pool, and the family members that don't use the pool because it's too cold get to use it a lot more when the pool is open. So, water heating and pool heating are our two heating solutions.
And that is significant because not only to extend the life of your pool, right now you're looking at it and it's really frustrating because it is April. Mm-hmm. Despite the snow and despite temperatures that are way below the average, but when you do the expense and the care and maintenance of a pool every day, to only use it for a few weeks is really frustrating. So if it stays cold and you can't open it until after Memorial Day, you're really looking at, 10 weeks for something that you have to look at all year long. So to be able to extend it, and maybe open it sometime in April, at the end of April, is that typically when your customers are able to open?
It varies. There's many reasons why people won't open their pool until Memorial Day weekend. Some of it is debris, pollen, flowers. It's just a mess to open the pool too early. But we have clients that will open their pool mid-April and could be swimming in it the first week of May at 80-degree temperatures if the weather allows. And then we have customers on the back end of the swimming season that try to keep their pool open until Halloween and try to swim as late as possible in the season. But a majority of people start to close their pool in September because then leaves start falling off the trees and you have the mess building up again from the back end of the swimming season. So it varies based on people's ability to stay in their pool. So if they're not in a heavily treed or floral area where there's lots of pollen and leaf and debris ending up in the pool and making it difficult to keep clean, they'll use the pool a lot more than in an area that has quite a bit of things falling into it.
You know, it's intriguing to me. Do you mostly install the solar panels on existing pools, or are you usually part, or are you also part of the new pool installation?
We are predominantly called in after pools have been installed, whether they're there for years or a year or two after a new pool has been installed. Most pool builders will install a traditional furnace, whether it's an electric heat pump or natural gas or propane-fired furnace for the pool heating, because that's predominantly what they're used to. And most pool construction companies don't like to climb things. They're digging down into a hole to build a pool. They're not usually climbing ladders to get on roofs. It's not their forte. And their experience is predominantly with those traditional types of furnaces. When we get called in, if the pool isn't heated, it's because the family members aren't using the pool as much as they like because it's too cold. Or if they do have a furnace, they're spending an incredible amount per swimming season in just fuel cost to heat their pool. I've heard homeowners that say they're spending almost as much in a 3 to 4 month swimming season heating their pool as they do to heat their house all winter long. So to come in and save what could be $1,000 or more a year off of just fuel cost for heating a pool, and you get to use it more often, it's a big advantage. And again, with the efficiency, it works out very well. And for pool heating, it's a much lower investment cost than a large solar electric system might be.
And with the pool, which is such a happy time when we talk, anytime we're talking about pool openings or saving money to heat your pool, it's always a very, very happy time. But with the pool, is often outdoors. So is it difficult to find the placement of the solar panels, or is that typically like where the filter is, or, you know, are there pavilions, or is it more difficult to configure the solar energy savings for the pool?
It depends on the area of New Jersey. When you get into the rural sections of New Jersey with the larger homes and larger properties, and the pools are further out away from the home, sometimes a ground-mounted solution is more appropriate close to the pool filter equipment. In tighter packed neighborhoods where the pool equipment may be right next to the home, the existing roof of the home would be used in most instances. So it varies by location and then homeowner preference. There are some homeowners that have the right arrangement to use their roof but don't want to put anything on the roof. So if there's enough ground space, we could utilize the yard to build something to mount the panel securely to. We've even had some homeowners that had a contractor build a separate pool house and you know, to go to the maximum, you know, with a kitchen and a fireplace and bar area. It's basically an outdoor entertaining area. And with that, we work with the design people for that type of a structure to make sure the surface on the roof area is adequate to put the solar pool heating up there, so you can get use of that new structure for a heating surface, as well as for the outdoor entertaining value of it. So we have many solutions, and our website shows a number of different photos of roof-mounted to see what the panels look like on different color roofing shingles, as well as some of our ground-mounted solutions and several of these trellises that were built in order to provide a space for the pool heating, but also in yards that have no shading. This raised structure becomes an area to get out of the sun close to the pool as well. So there's a number of things that we can work with the homeowner, and that's where our consultation is important, to meet with the person to see, well, these are the options that we can come in and help you reduce your utility bills, and these are options that we've worked on in the past to provide a solution. What would work best for any particular family requires that back and forth to learn what's going to work for them.
I'm going to start thinking, Mike, I have to call you Solar Solutions. So there's no hard and fast rule about what works and what doesn't work. So if you think maybe, oh, your pool's too far away, you don't really have, you know, a shed component, you know, it certainly is best to have you guys come out. I'm assuming all the estimates are free?
No charge for estimates for new designs and installations. We like to get our facts absolutely certain before we provide a price, and we live by our contract. So if there's something we missed and it surprises us, it won't surprise you with a change in price.
Well, that sounds really good. We have to do a little break here, get some news going, and we'll be back here to talk a little bit more about solar energy with Mike Mazzo from Solar Living.
USA Radio News.
An aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump invited the Russian leader to the White House when they spoke on the telephone last month. Now, the two countries spoke earlier, but they have not yet started preparing for this visit. The state capitol in Kentucky filled with teachers protesting pension changes, and thousands of Oklahoma educators walked out of classrooms earlier today as well. Kentucky Education Association President Stephanie Winkler says change has to come at the state capitol.
People are angry about the backhandedness, backdoor deals, the corruption in Frankfurt. And if we don't clean up what's happening, then our government is not going to be able to move forward.
Meanwhile, Ed Allen is the president of the Oklahoma City Teachers Union. He says what they want in Oklahoma City.
We want a good school that every student deserves. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A 20-year-old Texas man who has a teenager invoked influenza in defense after killing four people in a drunken car wreck was released from a Texas jail today. Earlier today, Ethan Crouch was released from a county jail near Dallas, Texas, after serving nearly 2 years for a revoked probation. The chaplain at the jail said Crouch has learned something, though, in these past couple years.
I think he has made clear to me that he needed time behind bars. Just to really get him to the place of ownership.
In other news today, Ronald Kessler, who is the author of a new book which deals with some of the inner workings of the Trump White House, claimed that Kellyanne Conway is the, quote, number one leaker in the White House. Earlier today on Fox News, Conway addressed those comments made by Kessler.
Somebody puts Kellyanne in an interview on a Chyron in a headline. You get clicks and kicks. But we're not really discussing that here at all today.
This is USA Radio News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait?
Dozens of students at a Central Florida high school who felt misrepresented by the anti-gun student activists in Parkland, Florida, walked out of classes Friday in support of the Second Amendment. Now we're hearing about 75 students at the Rockledge High School in Brevard County walked out of classes for 20 minutes carrying the American flag. Record-setting sales have propelled realtors to one of their best winters ever. So what can we expect moving forward? Tim Rodd is a home buying expert. He joined Fox News to talk about what you can expect moving forward for the spring.
First, you got to look at, there's kind of a catch-22 going on in the marketplace. There's demand is scorching hot. I mean, people have got jobs. They're confident about their prospects. They think rates are going up. They think values are going up. So they're really desperate to take advantage of the opportunity for home ownership. The challenge is you can't buy what's not for sale. And the sellers aren't putting properties on the market because, quite frankly, there's nothing to buy. And it creates this catch-22 where you have this stalemate and builders haven't figured out how to make the economic case for building particularly entry-level homes.
Rod was also asked if he thinks prices will be coming down.
I don't see them coming down. I see the pace of appreciation slowing, which is necessary, particularly when you couple it with rising interest rates.
And finally, the NCAA championship game tips off tonight just after 9 o'clock East Coast time. It will be Michigan versus Villanova. Now, Villanova will be going for their second title in 3 years. For all of these stories, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
We're back here in the studio to talk a little bit more about the benefits of solar and saving energy and saving money. So those are really good topics I have here today in the studio. Joining me, Mike Mazzo from Solar Living, who we're sharing some childhood stories off the air, and certainly years of graduation are not for airtime, just so you know, Mike. So otherwise, I do have the ability to silence your mic. So the radio is on, the radio board is on this side of the office here. So just making that clear that that was off radio topic. And we, it is nice when you have history with someone and you are familiar with their ethics and their professionalism. And we were just talking about the contracts and also just about how you can save energy. You know, our environment is a very special thing, but we see abuses and carbon gas emissions. And I know it's snowing and I'm complaining about the colds, but it is all part of global warming and some of the changes in the environment. So solar panels can help you to conserve some of that energy and save some money. And it's not just in your home, but if you work in a business, those are opportunities also to save money. And I'm going to show my research today that I was on your website, and I was looking at some different press releases and articles that were available on your website, which, if you don't mind giving your website address now.
Our website is capturethesun.com, and it once you get to the homepage, it'll show basically four options. System options is our pool heating, water heating, electric, and then what we refer to as our hybrid, which is a combination of those different technologies on one site to help address different portions of the energy bills, whether it's heating or electric or some combination of the two.
Excellent. Now, the Solar Living website, the Capture the Sun and the Solar Living website feeds are up live on the Hot 100 page now, along with the Every Degree Free.
We climbing down the ladder one day, we were talking, my business partner and I, about something, and spit out the term Every Degree is Free, about trying to compare to these free solar electric systems. And we're not saying the pool heating solution is free, but the fuel certainly is. And it kind of caught on, and it seems to make a difference when we're trying to explain how solar pool heating works versus a traditional heater. By simply, you have heat entering the pool, there's no fuel bill, so every degree is free. And we created a separate website just for the pool heating topic. It's kind of a catchphrase. So everydegreeisfree.com is just focusing on our solar pool heating solutions. There is a link, if you click on the Solar Living name, that brings you to our capturethesun.com page to show our other solar solutions.
That's great. And the Capture the Sun and Every Degree Free, those are really, really great phrases that are on our Facebook page. And before we go over and talk a little bit more about the commercial ways that you can save your company money using solar or some of those ideas, I wondered, Mike, if you could talk to us about how you would, in fact, try to select a reputable solar company. What are some of the things that you would look at? Would you look at a history, make sure that they have been in business more than a year? What are, like, if their headquarters is in New Jersey, what are some of the things that you can tell our listeners?
You certainly want to know about the history of a business and do some research on various sources like the Better Business Bureau. You can do a search, look for a grade there. A lot of social media options like Google has reviews, Yelp, Angie's List. There's things like Home Advisor you may see commercials on. You want to try to do as much research as possible on any of the contractors that you're considering. Usually, rule of thumb is to avoid contractors knocking on your door because they're doing some other work or have a salesman or not even a salesperson, but just somebody making appointments for the sales staff to come in and then send somebody else through. But you want to know that there's history there. You want to know that there's good reviews and good information available about the company, not a bunch of lawsuits, bankruptcies, changing names. You know, the president of the company just went to prison for something. You know, there's lots of information available out there. You want to take some time before you make a decision and do some homework on the individual companies, because the products that get installed, for the most part, are fairly similar. There's certainly a variety of quality in the products, from the cheapest to the most expensive, but for the most part, the quality of the products is less of a variance than the quality of the contractors. So you want to know more about who is going to install and design a system than necessarily exactly what product is going to go in. I've seen quality products installed by horrible contractors. I've seen horrible products installed by quality contractors. The contractor is probably going to be the biggest thorn if there's ever a problem. Is if they didn't install it properly, if they can't come back and service it. So you definitely want to do as much research as you can on the company. And then the history of the business, if they've just been in business for a couple of years and they're promising you 10-year, 20-year warranties on the system, if they don't have proof of being in business that long, there's going to be a little bit of concern that they can back up that claim. We're one of the few companies, if not the only in New Jersey, that's been operating in the solar arena for 41 years. And for probably 20 years in between the energy crisis in the late 70s that ended in the mid-80s until the solar electric market started to heat up in New Jersey, we were servicing systems that were installed in the late 70s by companies that went out of business and left the homeowner with no one there to maintain their systems and keep them running or educate the new buyer of the home how it operates when they take over the house. We do all of that when people contact us. We're trying to be as much of an open book and a proponent of the positive side of the solar energy industry, because there are some negative components in it, including national companies that have been sued for fraud and, you know, companies that go out of business after promising everything to a specific homeowner. So we're doing everything we can to maintain a positive image for the solar industry.
So that's good advice. Do your own research, look at a company's background, make the phone calls, check the Better Business Bureau or Consumer Affairs, and try to really get a handle, because we have seen, unfortunately, from time to time, different businesses in different industries that for some reason there are a lot of companies that don't follow through. So the tax incentive, I'm not sure if because of that there are companies that are trying to talk people into something that they may not be eligible for. Maybe you could give us a thumbnail sketch of if there are incentive programs from the government still, are these available? How would you find out if this is something that you could benefit from?
Yes, there is in New Jersey, there's a federal tax credit, 30% in all states at the federal level. And 30% is the system price times 30%. You get that back in your federal income taxes. It's available to all who pay federal income taxes, including those who are affected by the alternative minimum tax. So the tax credit is limited, though, to solar electric systems, and domestic water heating systems. The language in the federal law specifically acknowledges and excludes solar pool heating. So solar pool heating solutions are not eligible for the federal tax credit, but they are so much less expensive for the energy savings than the solar electric or water heating solutions. We don't need that incentive. Just on fuel savings alone at today's prices, solar pool heating economics are equal to solar electric with all of the incentives. What's specific to New Jersey is a renewable energy credit commodity that's associated with solar electric generation. Basically, because solar electricity doesn't create pollution while it's making electricity, utility companies can purchase the right to say they're making clean energy on your roof by you selling SRECs to the utility company. They either have a choice. The utility companies can pay a fine for polluting by using natural gas, in very rare instances in New Jersey anyway, coal, to generate electricity. They can pay a fine, or they can buy renewable energy credits from solar electric generating entities to offset or avoid the fines. And that means revenue to a person or business that owns a solar electric system. So combined between, for solar electric, you get a 30% tax credit, renewable energy credit income, and a reduction in your electric bill. Those three things combined will pay for the investment of a solar electric system in less than 8 years, typically. Solar hot water would be a fuel savings if it's oil or gas or electric, depending on how your hot water is made in your home or business today. You're going to reduce the fuel cost for your water heating. They're eligible for 30% tax credit and the fuel savings. Solar pool heating, just fuel savings. And it has just as good, if not better, economics than the water heating or the electric systems.
That is very interesting. The SRAPs can get very confusing when you hear them come up in discussion. And if you're selling them, do you get that energy back? But you actually get money back.
You get money back. So an SREC is basically the equivalent of 1,000 kilowatt hours of electric generation. So when you pay your electric bill, it's based on a meter reading for your account, and it's in kilowatt hours. And you pay a certain rate per kilowatt hour for the cost, and it's split up in a supply and a delivery cost. So there's two parts to your electric bill: how much you pay for supply, how much you pay for delivery. The solar electric offsets both of those costs because you're reducing your meter reading. You're slowing down the meter as far as when you're consuming electricity. So you're reducing the kilowatt hour total on your meter, and therefore both the supply and delivery portions of the bill get reduced. Other options in New Jersey are third-party energy suppliers. They only offset one portion of the electric bill, not the entire electric bill. So you have much more you can save with solar electric generating your own electricity and reducing your utility meter reading every month and saving on both portions of that electric bill.
Thank you, Mike. That was a really good explanation, because a lot of people find it hard to follow. And with the many different telephone calls and letters and solicitations in the mail asking you to change, did you know you could change your energy provider? And it gets really, really confusing. I do have to do a quick break to pay the bills around here, but I'll be back with Mike in just a moment.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI le ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back in the studio with Mike Mazzo from Solar Living talking about different energy providers and different calls that we may all get at our home and on our cell phone. I don't even answer my phone. Everyone laughs at me because usually most people text, I'm going to call you or such. And the only people who really call are the solicitors. So always trying to... tell me that I'm a winner, I guess. I'm not really sure, but it is good to be able to understand what these things mean. I wanted to cover one other question that we had before our show started today, and to remind anyone who wants to call in, we are still taking calls for another 5 or 10 minutes. You could call into the studio at 908-237-0410. But Mike, our question was about all the power outages that people had 2 weeks ago. My particular street, 8 days, no power for most of the residents on that street. And a lot of Hunterdon County was like that because of trees down and those kind of things. And someone wanted to know if during a power outage, if you have solar in your house, are you reaping any benefits when you don't have power?
Not usually. Typically, a solar electric system is what's called grid connected. So what that means is the solar works in conjunction with the grid, and when the grid goes down, the solar shuts down for safety reasons, so the workers out on the, you know, on the lines in the neighborhood aren't getting attacked by solar electricity generated on the roof. So for safety purposes, the majority of systems that are installed are what's called grid connected. In order to have some kind of backup power with solar, it requires a battery solution, and that means added cost to, one, implement storage capacity based on what the needs are for the home, and that could be in an instance where there's a medical condition in the house, there has to be equipment running 24/7. You have to find out how much electricity is needed to provide the power for those necessary devices, and then build backwards from there with a battery solution, a charging solution, and then a way to take the power from the batteries during a power outage. The challenge with doing that with solar is the cost. Batteries are a maintenance item that will require replacement every 5, 6, 7 years, although they're trying to get better life expectancy with changes in battery technology, lithium ion, and so forth. But the other thing that goes on is when you're losing power, it's usually during some kind of a weather event. And if the weather is horrible and there's clouds and snow or rain, and if that cloudy period lasts some period afterwards and it's not consistently sunny afterwards, you may not have enough sun for the solar to keep batteries charged to provide power continuously. So we have provided solutions where there's an emergency power battery backup system in the home, but the most economical and most reliable way to provide backup power today is still some form of a generator, whether it's a small pull start generator to keep the food from spoiling in the refrigerator, or if you need a little bit more or desire a little bit more, you just don't want to have to live through a power outage and you want all of the perks and privileges that you have when there's utility power, then you have to look at something big like a whole home generator that could be fairly expensive, but it could provide continuous power as long as there's fuel. And if it's a natural gas, if you have natural gas to the home, it's rare that natural gas goes down when the electric goes down. So you can have a steady supply of natural gas to a home generator, even though you might not have electricity in the grid because of trees taking out individual power lines to homes or out in the street to large areas of the grid, as is sometimes the case. So, yes, you can do it with solar. It's not always economical or reliable, but it is an option.
Excellent. Thanks for answering that question. And we just have about 3 minutes left. And before we close up this segment, Mike, I did want to just mention a little bit, I wish we had more time to talk more about the commercial opportunities, especially knowing that my roots were in the nonprofit business, that there are so many ways to help your organization or your commercial business by thinking about solar for your building. I was on your website looking at the press releases and the articles, and there was some information on a nonprofit organization that you installed some solar panels to help them with a pool.
Yes, we have done a number of pools for clubhouses, condo associations, and in Chalfont, Pennsylvania, there's a Camp America nonprofit. We provided a pool heating solution. They have two pools. Initially, we designed it for one, and it worked so well, they were able to incorporate the same solar panels to independently heat two pools with some manual effort. Some other things we've done on a nonprofit sense is we helped provide a domestic water heating solution with solar for the Jimmy Carter Habitat for Humanity. There was five units built in Paterson, New Jersey, that a different entity provided a solar electric solution. We came in and provided independent solar water heating solutions for each unit to help reduce the cost of operating the home for those families. And way back, 2010, I think it was, we put solar electric on a home for Homes for Our Troops. It was a specially adapted home for a Marine that was injured in Afghanistan, paralyzed, and it was an energy-efficient home. We put solar electric, there's geothermal and all kinds of things to help keep the operating cost of that home as low as possible, and it has everything that Marine needs to be as independent as possible living in the home. So we do what we can.
And your organization actually does a lot as a small business owner to support different causes in the community, and you sponsor a lot of things all over that helps veterans, that helps low-income families and children. And that's why we always try to promote small businesses when we can, because we know that they're hiring locally and doing great work in the community. Mike, thank you so much for spending the hour with me here at Hot and Hunter. And it's great to see you and to learn about the different solutions that solar living is able to provide to help our environment and to help individuals to save money.
Absolutely, and it keeps me working out. So climbing ladders, I get to exercise and enjoy time outside of the office. No more looking out of a window from a cubicle. Oh, it's so nice out. I'm enjoying it.
We do get jealous when we see your postings and you're outside and not in a stuffy building or office. So it is a great way to make a living, and we appreciate the work you do in the community and the different projects that you have. Hope you can come back again to talk more about your next community project.
Thank you. I'd love to.
And that's it for today. We'll be back next week. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, on Hot and Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Nothing's ever easy, but we have never had an economy like we have right now, and we're going to make it bigger and better and stronger. Our military is now at a level, will soon be at a level that it's never been before.
President Donald Trump earlier today as the White House opened its doors to nearly 30,000 people for the annual Easter egg roll, which took place earlier today. Now we're also hearing out of the White House from an aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin that President Donald Trump invited the Russian leader to the White House when they spoke by telephone last